You're listening to Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Austin Carter, joined in the studio by Kate Lochte and by phone with Michael Krause.
Good afternoon, Michael.
Well, good afternoon, Kate.
May I introduce you, please, to our listeners? Michael taught introduction and advanced printmaking courses at the University of Alabama in Huntsville for 26 years. He moved to our fair lower town and has been a past director of the Yeiser Art Center in Paducah, has taught art courses for West Kentucky Community and Technical College. He holds a diploma from the Kendall School of Design, a BFA degree from the Atlanta College of Art, and an MFA degree from the University of Michigan. And your business is called Broken Stone Press. Would you mind explaining the significance of that name?
Sure, Kay. Broken Stone Press refers to one of my printing stones, which is a German Bavarian limestone that I use in my lithographic printing process. And I was, a few years ago, I was printing the stone, and it broke in two. And these stones are very expensive and hard to get. And so I was a little upset with myself for the stone breaking, but then I realized I could use both halves of the stone as two different compositional elements in a single print. And so I drew my stone, my two halves of my stone, processed the stone, and printed it. And it was an image printed off the two halves of a broken stone. And so I kind of took that as my idea for my name and my press when I moved to Paducah.
Now, you have three exhibits on tap this summer across the state. You've shown internationally, and you are located at 612 North 6th Street. Now, Lowertown brings a unique opportunity for visitors and for you. I understand that you actually move a press out onto the street.
Right. My building, my studio, is not in the Lowertown Arts District for the festival, and so I'm going to be in a tent, and I'm bringing my small press down, and I'm going to be printing it's called polyester plate lithographs, and I'm also encouraging, it's going to be make your own print, and I'm encouraging people to make their own prints. I'll have all the materials there. You draw on your plate, then you wet the plate, and then you print it, and then you can get several copies of it.
What is the most satisfying part of the printmaking art for you, Michael?
The most, I think I like the challenge sometimes of dealing with the technical parts of the process. My specialty is stone lithography, and it's a lot more difficult and complex than the polyester plates, and I think I just like it's a physical process to work with, and it's you have to know a little bit about chemistry, and I just kind of like all that extra challenge besides just creating the image.
At your website, I guess it's now krausestudio.com, you have all of the images that you've been working on in great detail. So you have a number of different ways to work, not all printing, but some actual drawings and some digital work. May I ask you to tell me about the drawings? Boy, they are minimal.
I've always kind of liked drawing, and actually being a printmaker, more of a traditional printmaking, printmaking is an ideal medium for drawings, an extension of drawing. And producing a print can be a time-consuming, laborious process. And every now and then, I like to take a break from my printing and do drawings. And now I'm doing some mixed media pieces.
Well, talk a little bit about the images that you've drawn from downtown Paducah. They're fascinating.
Which ones now?
The ones from downtown Paducah, the Irvin Cobb and...
Oh, okay. Those charcoal drawings. Yes. One thing I've always been interested in, I'm a type of artist that I like to be inspired by my environment. But I like the abstract qualities I see in our environment, and I've always been attracted to architecture. And since being in Paducah, I'm amazed at all the really interesting and variety of architecture is actually found all over the city. And I like this process of darkening the paper and then using an eraser and going from dark to light, kind of revealing the architectural structures.
Well, you really work in planes rather than in high detail. I mean, contrast your work with the representational work of Bill Renzulli, for example. Your work is sometimes, if you didn't have the title of the building, you might not get it.
Right. I like the abstract qualities I see, shapes, shadows, that tend to be more geometric, and I kind of emphasize that by the way I crop my compositions. And you know, the actual building might become the secondary interest other than the physical structure. I see shapes, I see shadows, I see textures.
Tell me a little bit about the image that is the cover image on your Facebook page. It looks to me, well, you tell me what it is.
The cover, is that the one of the junkyard automobile?
Is that what that is? I thought it was an awful traffic jam. I guess it would be.
Now, actually, that's one of my latest ones I just finished. It's a multiple color lithograph done on stone. And I kind of started this series where I've gotten interested in how we've become such a throwaway society and how that's potentially affecting our environment. And so I see junk cars as kind of a metaphor, one of many metaphors for our kind of use something and get rid of it kind of culture, discard it.
The same aesthetic is at work with your pieces that have a an image of a cross-cut tree.
Right, yeah, so I call that my tree ring series, and the idea I'm working with is it's a collage painting, and I've used things on collage material such as newspaper that I get as inserts in paper, flyers in the mail, paper bags from a fast food restaurant, things that are made out of paper that are used maybe once very quickly and then discarded. And so I'm kind of contrasting that kind of one-use idea with the tree ring from which the paper comes from and how long it takes to grow the tree.
Now, I think I've neglected to mention that the Lower Town Arts and Music Festival is right around the corner, Friday and Saturday. Do you have the location for where you will be set up and working, Michael?
Yes, it'll be at the corner, or very close to the corner, of 6th Street and Madison Street.
And once again, you will allow people to walk with prints they've pulled under your guidance?
Right. That's the main reason I am doing this, is that I love to teach printmaking, and I love to introduce it to as many people as possible. And so I'm encouraging people to produce their own prints, and they can take them with them, and they can also take the polyester plate with them.
Excellent. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today.
Well, you're most welcome, and I look forward to seeing you down at the festival.
Indeed. Michael Krauss of Broken Stone Press. Thank you.